So let's get into kind of the business and corporate side of this. This probably affects fewer people, I would say, maybe perhaps listening, but still some pretty major. Would you consider these major changes?
Yeah, huge changes. Okay. In fact, the headlines of the changes have been mainly from a corporate standpoint.
Sure.
And the big one, Jared, is the rate. So the corporate tax rate went from 35% all the way down to 21%. So that's going to affect a lot of individuals as well because of the pass-through income and the income that ends up in our pockets. But yeah, it was a significant change.
So a dumb question here. Now this is corporate. This is corporate tax structure. So this for people out there who have a side business and an LLC and they're expensing stuff. Does this not affect them?
No, it will. And then there's more rules on the pass through entities that I don't want to get into here.
Right.
And there was a little change there as well. But for corporations, this is a big change, and it's a significant decrease in what they pay in federal tax.
So it went from 35 down to 21. So I mean. That's like over a third if I'm doing the math correctly in my head.
It's dramatic.
So at the end of the day, that just means that these bigger corporations or bigger businesses, they've got more money in their pocket, less they have to pay out at the end of the year for taxes.
Yeah, exactly. And what we've seen, I think the markets had kind of built a lot of this in there. You know, the markets didn't go straight up right after this was announced that it was signed into law.
Right.
But we'd kind of been seeing talk about this all last year. And this was something that current administration had been talking about in just lowering that amount of tax and, again, keeping more profits in the corporations. And some people say, well, this doesn't mean anything to me. I just work for a corporation.
Right.
And I would argue it probably does mean something for you. Most of these corporations are already looking at increased spending. They're looking at, what are we going to do with these increased profits that we can hold? Walmart came out right away and gave some big raises and minimum wage went up. It was dramatic. So I think that most individuals will see the benefits of this.
Sure. Is that good? Is this overall a good thing in your opinion, or does it just depend?
I think it's for most people it's good.
Okay.
I think we'll see more businesses are excited about this. They're excited about what they're seeing from current administration, and when we see that, it allows them to maybe spend more, do a little bit more than what they've done in the past.
Well, a lot of business owners in town. I mean, obviously, they're not going to name names, but was this generally a good thing after this was passed? Were they excited?
Yeah, the people that I've talked to are excited about the
bill,
excited about the changes that this created for them, both on the personal side and on the corporate side. There are some things that people didn't like,
right?
But as a whole, I think it accomplished the goal of keeping more money, more of this income in the corporation and the individual's pockets so they can spend more personally and in their businesses.
Gotcha. The other change, I guess, major, has to do with what?
Well, the other one is we're talking about, again, the goals of this seem to be get people to spend more, get companies to spend more, okay? So one of the things they changed was in Section 179, expensing. Okay, and what that basically means is it allows businesses to deduct equipment or software or whatever in the year it's purchased versus, stretching that out and deducting it over many, many years.
Sure.
So the cap went from $500,000 to $1 million, for the next 5 years. That's significant. And now most of the listeners are like, well, I'm not spending that kind of money, and some small corporations might not either.
Sure.
But for many corporations, I've talked to a few business owners that really liked that, and it is going to make a meaningful difference to their company. So it allows you to deduct more of those expenditures earlier is really the net effect.
Another dumb question, does this affect farmers?
It would.
Okay, so that because they generally have bigger write-offs, right?
Exactly. I think this will be a very beneficial thing for them.
What's the tax structure of a typical farm? Does it just depend?
Depends on the entity.
Okay.
A lot of them are sole proprietors, but a lot of them are corporations.
I
do have some C-corps out there.
And so writing off of half a mil on a big farm is...
goes pretty quick.
Well, yeah, if you're buying combines and...
Yeah, it could be a very big deal. So I think some of our farmers will appreciate this as well. A lot of our larger business owners, even some smaller businesses that will take advantage of those changes. So
can they, as we're doing taxes this, here in the next couple of months, does this come into play for last year or not yet?
No, these were changes for 2018. Okay, gotcha. So current year.
With their current tax planners and whatnot, they can kind of move ahead.
They can be talking about this. Right. They can be discussing the changes with them and how they might want to look at some year-end spending and things like that coming up in 18.
Any other things that you can think about that this? I know there's a lot that happened, but you know, I want to speak specifically to the people around here, you know, in kind of this area of Minnesota that are going to be listening to this. Any other major effects of this?
Well, I mean, we scratched the surface of the changes. I mean these. These bills, I mean, this particular act was many, many pages long. Okay, so we're just highlighting a few things. Right. And the reason we're doing that today is, again, to get the listener, to get our listeners to think about this and to realize, oh, there was some meaningful changes. I better remember to have a conversation with my tax preparer here, my CPA or accountant here in the next few months as I get my taxes done. Mm-hmm. What does this mean for me personally? And that's really our goal. It certainly is not to give tax advice or legal advice. It's more, I want people to be talking with those professionals coming in, seeing us so we can look at their individual situation and say, hey, this makes a difference for you.
Can we help people with that? If they own a business, they got a
Yeah. And not only that, I think that's a, you know, looking into our next couple shows we're going to have, we're going to highlight some retirement plans that individuals still can establish for 2017 yet up until their tax filing deadline. There's several different options out there yet where we can get some money put away, potentially defer some taxes for the future. So I think that, you know, let's have those conversations. The more people we can get into chat, the better. And I think we can hopefully help some people.
Love it, Ben. Once again, thanks so much for your expertise. If you have any questions regarding this change and these changes regarding businesses, even individuals, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 222-4236. Stop by our office. We're located right on the southwest side of Wilmer on 19th Avenue, and you can always check us out online at tagesfinancial.com. I'm Jared Sebesta, once again, joining you for this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Teaches Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online, teachesfinancial.com. Teaches Financial Group, inspiring true wealth.
Securities offered through HD Vest Investment Services, member SIPC. Advisory services are offered through HD Vest Advisory Services. Teaches Financial Group is not a registered broker, dealer, or registered investment advisory firm.